Audio Productions presents Star Wars Runaway. You stand here. Lock this door. I'll be right back. What's going on?
It looks like that little friend of yours has found our tracks.
What?
And I can't shake him. This guy's good.
You're a smuggler, right? We'll lose him.
Okay. Off in the distance, you see that reactor core?
Yes.
Well, every 3 seconds it shuts down. It's gonna give us 1 second to hightail it right through those rays. Whether your friend's above us or below us, he's gonna be pulverized.
Wait, you're gonna take us right through that reactor?
Yep.
Well, that's suicide.
Well, it just might be. You got any better ideas?
No.
Then you better get back there and tell that kid and that pretty little lady of yours to hold on. It's gonna get bumpy.
You're completely out of your mind.
Honey!
All right, pal, you want a tango? Come on. One, two, three... You guys can relax. We lost him. All right, start getting ready. We should be landing in about 5 minutes.
What is it?
It's just, couldn't we?
If you're talking about him, you know we need somebody to get us...
It's not that. It's just...
Look at me. We can't afford to second-guess ourselves at this point. I know you're scared. And I am too. I know this is the right thing to do. Whether you disagree or not.
I never said it wasn't.
I know. I'm just asking you to trust me. I only want the best for this family. Please, understand.
I know, you're right. It's the right thing to do.
Then you see it as it is.
Okay, y'all, buckle up. Welcome to Bottom Town.
This is why I hate flying.
We're okay.
Okay. Everybody's good? All right. First stop, somewhere where I can fill my belly.
What?
We don't have time for that. We need to...
Well, don't you go a-fretting. Old Natty's gonna get you there. You guys ain't paying me what you are without a guarantee. I can assure you that.
We could use something to eat.
Lan here. Good news. I found them. They're on the high eastern side of Eran. Transmitting coordinates now. Confirmed.
Good. I'll be waiting if you discover anything new.
This is the best place in town. Well, every once in a while you get a rowdy crowd. There's an open table. Oh yeah, this is a great place. Oh, don't worry, we'll be served soon. But, in the meantime, why don't you tell me what you all are doing out this far?
Wait, now we agreed. We weren't going
I know what we agreed on, but, old Natty can't, help you out unless he knows what he's up against.
I know, but...
It's okay.
But...
He deserves to know what's happening. We do need him after all.
You're right.
Good. Now then, let's start with...
What are you doing here, you slime?
Yes, I should have known better.
Well, you can say that. Just get out.
Hey, what's with the sour hospitality?
Let's see. Maybe since I saved your precious cargo from the local authorities and you failed to...
Okay, I'm leaving, huh? Just shut up already. Come on. It's best we find somewhere else to eat.
So what was that all about?
Well, that there was a young lad who clearly disagreed with the way that I do...
Stop!
No!
Honey, stay with me.
I suppose this is what we're running from. I can take this guy.
In the name of the Order, the two of you have been summoned to a meeting where you will be...
Come on, this way!
Damn it!
Okay, wait, stop. We lost him. Oh, you guys, that is it. I'm done.
What are you talking about?
I'm not taking my chances with you guys. Give me half the money, and I'll be on my merry.
We hired you for protection. You can't just leave.
I don't have time to argue with you. Give me the money.
What are you doing?
I'll see you guys later.
Don't worry about it. We don't need him anymore. We need to keep moving. Come on. Let's go this way.
Enough. Running isn't going to help anymore.
Just get away!
Leave us the hell alone!
Please, try and understand.
No. You can't have him.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
After I read that book to Jenwick, he knocked right out. I love that little guy. Check the hollow. There's an urgent message for you.
Good evening, sir and madam. I am fully aware that you do not know who I am, but I speak to you of a matter of the utmost importance. My name is Lan Shear, and I speak on behalf of the Jedi Council. We have recently been informed of a child that has been born about 6 months ago to your family, and it has been discovered that your child has an exceptional connection with the living Force.
The Force?
This ability will only become stronger as he grows older, but he would benefit much more if allowed to be taken for training under the Jedi.
Scum.
Not only will this be helping him a great deal, but it will also aid us in our goal to preserve peace throughout the galaxy.
Peace? What a joke.
I will meet the both of you a week after this message reaches you. Please take this time to consider our offer. Thank you.
No. No. No!
How is this possible?
I don't know. What are we going to do?
Run.
We can't just leave.
We don't have a choice. We have to leave now.
We're not going to allow our only son to be brought up by the likes of you.
All you've done is made war worse. If the Jedi are so damn powerful, why hasn't Grievous been captured? What about Dooku? Why haven't the Jedi done anything about them?
The war has been dragging on longer than anyone would want, and the Jedi need all the help they can get. Your son could be a hero to the galaxy if properly trained. So, please...
Get away, please.
You don't understand the situation we're in.
I'll kill you!
Honey! You murderer! I'll kill you!
I didn't mean to. I...
Don't you see? Don't you see? He is far too powerful to be a Jedi. Oh, my love. What? The galaxy wasn't enough. You murderers had to take my wife.
So I was too late.
What? You...
No, Grievous. I mean you no harm, dear man.
Dooku.
I am only here to grieve.
Why?
What could you possibly want from my family?
I have been following you for a while. It would seem that the Jedi are not so wise when it comes to stealth.
Don't you dare talk to me about them.
You see, that's where we agree. Oh, the Jedi could do this. I had hoped to protect you, actually. You see, the Jedi were not the only ones aware of your child's abilities.
What? You too will try and take him away?
No. No. If nothing else, I am a man of honor. Do not believe for one moment that I would do what I do today without a purpose. Jedi have taken many of my own as well, and have ensnared too many others in their lies of justice and peace. Your wife died because she was in the way. So tell me, how many more will the Jedi silence to get what they want?
No more. No more. I will do as you wish.
You're certain of this?
I am.
Mind wipe. How is it even possible?
The baby must have received its ability from somewhere.
Yes, but to even suggest that a baby with no previous training could use the Force so masterfully as to reduce a knight to an empty shell.
Heaven did it. Nothing less. Always is the result pain is when anger is left unchecked.
True. So what of the child?
To be trained, the child is.
And the father?
For another time, that matter is.
I understand.
Been listening to a Thanks George production of Star Wars Runaway. Written by Matthew Loewen. Starring Steve Fluharty as the father and the smuggler, Elise Fluharty as the mother, and Eric Olp as Count Dooku. Also starring Joe Harrison as the voice of Agen, and Nathan Butler as Lan Shear. Additional dialogue performed by Steve Fluharty. Script editing by Ben Loewen. Sound design and music supervision by Hybrid Sith. And I'm Steve Fluharty, and until next time, may the Force be with you. If you've enjoyed listening to this presentation, you may also be interested in StarWarsFanWorks.com, the home of Star Wars fan audio.